FM.
Main menu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This is Main Menu. This week on Main Menu...
In the case of T-Mobile, this is critical. It does not work if you don't put anything in here or... To my chagrin, if you put the wrong thing in here. And in fact, if you put the wrong thing in here, when you try to connect, the PackMate will tell you that it was unable to connect for an, quote, unknown reason, end quote.
We bring you the second and final installment from Daryl Shandro on connecting the PackMate with the Nokia 3650 cell phone so that you can have wireless communication on the go. In addition, we'll be bringing you an update from Brian Hargin on his iTunes scripts for JAWS for Windows. All this is coming up this week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
We need to be on the Today screen. Right now, I am on the audio recorder.
Title equals audio recorder.
So, you probably won't be there unless you are recording something yourself. So, we'll do Alt-Tab.
Applications menu today.
And there's Today, and I'm going to press Enter.
So today. Leaving menus today. Battery 71%.
I'm going to press the Talks button, followed by key 2 on my phone.
7 bars, T-Mobile, battery 5 bars, documents and inbox.
Okay, so I have 7 bars on the network and 5 bars on the battery. Should be plenty to facilitate the completion of this broadcast. So, at the Today screen, which is similar to the Windows desktop, I'm going to press Caps Lock key plus the F11 key. And that goes into an area that is similar to the Windows system tray.
Menu letters, Bluetooth transmitting.
So we're told that Bluetooth is transmitting. Pressing up and down arrow key, there are no other options. There may be on your PackMate, if there are, you want to select
Bluetooth transmitting
by pressing Enter. We're going to press Enter now.
Transmitter off.
Oh, let me just acknowledge that from time to time you are going to hear the PackMate's voice crackling a bit. And there's nothing wrong with the PackMate, and there's nothing wrong with your speakers or headphones or the network connection with ACB Radio or my Blind Access Journal podcast or however you're listening to this program. This is due to the fact that I also have Resco Audio Recorder version 2.52 running on the PackMate. So I am using the PackMate as the subject device for the tutorial, and I'm recording on the same device. So we're kind of putting the PackMate through its paces at this point. Okay, so... turn transmitter off. We certainly don't want to do that. It's on right now. We want to leave the Bluetooth transmitter on. I'm going to press down arrow.
Get connected.
Get connected. That's how we want to get started with the bonding process to our cell phone. Going to press enter on get connected.
Things. Connected. Dialog. Welcome to the Bluetooth quote. Get connected. Quote wizard. This wizard sets up your PDA and Bluetooth enabled phone for wireless connections. Tap next to continue or tap back to exit. Next greater button.
This setup process, which I believe is provided by Socket with the Socket Communications connection kit, is very, very good. Most of the dialogues will read automatically, and even the occasional dialogue that doesn't is still quite accessible by pressing Caps Lock key plus B to read the dialog box. And, of course, Tab and Shift Tab do move through the dialog box as expected. We're on the next button, which I'm going to go ahead and press to get started with the process of connecting to the Bluetooth phone.
My blue phone Olin combo box Nokia 6310 8 of 13. Select your phone. Use the list below to select the model of your Bluetooth phone. If you don't see your phone, try using the selection quote less not in this list greater quote next greater button.
Okay, so we're going to down arrow until we get to Nokia 7650/3650.
Note 7650/3650.
And we have located that selection. We just press down arrow once. It may be the same on your unit. It may be different. So just down arrow until you hear Nokia 7650/Nokia 3650. And tab over to next.
Tap black button. Tap greater button.
Press enter.
And prepare this in part one. Take this opportunity to give your Nokia phone a name. Your phone comes with a factory dash preset name like quote Nokia 7650 quote on the phone.
We have already discussed the name of the phone. Mine is in fact the default Nokia 3650. You may or may not want to change that on the phone. In either case, all we need to do here is press enter on next.
And prepare the part two. Now you must set up your Nokia phone to be quote discoverable quote. Starting from the phone's top menu, select the connect menu, then select Bluetooth. You will see a Bluetooth item that should say quote unquote. Below this you will see a setting for quote my phone's visibility quote. Make sure this setting says quote shown to all quote. Consult your phone's instruction manual if necessary. When your phone is ready, tap next to continue. Next greater button.
Okay, and again, we've already discussed this before starting the tutorial, and the phone is already set to my phone visible to all. So we don't need to do anything further on the phone. We just push next. Press enter to select next.
Unbuttonable Bluetooth devices dialog. Bluetooth device search dialog. Looking for Bluetooth device left pair and this right pair and dot dot dot. Stop button.
And we don't do anything yet.
Connected dialog. Prepare the phone. Part 2. Available Bluetooth devices dialog. List 1, list 2. Nokia 3650. 1 of 1.
And it found my phone, whose name is Nokia 3650. We'll tab over to next and press enter.
First button. Tap cancel button. Tap sit button.
Actually, we will tab to select. That's right. So there is a select button. Pressing enter on select.
Enter. Available Bluetooth devices dialog. Service discovery dialog. Getting service information for colon. Nokia 3650. Get connected. Dialog. Device bonding. Next greater button.
Okay, so it's discovering all the services that are available. Bluetooth provides various types of what are called services. You can use this to send and receive faxes. You can use it for what they call LAP access, LAP, I believe. It's called Bluetooth LAP, which is LAN access. It's essentially a very short-range alternative to Wi-Fi networking. And there's a generic serial port, and there's a number of different services available with Bluetooth. So that's what they're referring to here. It has found the services, so we just push enter on the next button.
Enter. Connected. Dialog. Automatic connections. After initial use, you can make your phone automatically accept connections from your PDA. See the socket Bluetooth user's guide for additional details. Next greater button.
Okay, and we are just reminded that we can instruct the PDA, in this case the PacMate, to automatically connect to the cell phone whenever it's needed. We will be doing that momentarily. I'm going to press enter on next. We're just waiting for the process to finish. Maybe I need to tab over to finish. Let's look at this dialog. Do a caps lock. Plus B.
Connected dialogue. Congratulations. The wizard is completed successfully. Congratulations. List back dialogue. Finish button. Finish button.
Okay, now that's interesting because the Braille display is shown. The cursor on the Braille display is on a button that's called next, but when you read the dialogue, there's a back and a finish button. So let's tab through this.
Tab, finish button, tab, help button, tab, finish button.
Actually, there's only finish and help. So, for whatever reason, the Pac-Mate is seeing a next button that is probably part of the dialogue, but is grayed out and not available, as it is not relevant. We are finished with this process, so press enter on finish.
Sure. Get connected. Today, battery 70%.
We're back to today, and the battery is already down to 70%. It was 71%. We have the first part of the bonding process completed. Let's get the PacMate set up so that it will automatically talk with the cell phone without having to enter passcodes all the time, and so on and so forth. Going back to pressing caps lock plus F11, going back into the system tray.
Menu active, Bluetooth transmitting.
And we're pressing enter on Bluetooth transmitting.
Menu active, turn transmitter off.
This time we're going to go down to
connected. Advanced features.
Advanced features. And we will press enter on advanced features.
My Bluetooth device.
And we will go down. Right now we're on my Bluetooth device. That's where you would go if you want to adjust the parameters, the Bluetooth parameters for the Pac-Mate itself. We don't want to do that. I'm going to press down arrow.
Bluetooth devices.
We are on Bluetooth devices. These are the devices we are connecting with, such as the cell phone. We're going to press enter on Bluetooth devices.
In menus. Bluetooth devices, list view, Nokia 3650, 1-1.
And you can hear when the Pac-Mate is doing something that is demanding on its processor as the unit's audio subsystem is crackling again. So we are on the Nokia 3650 option right now. I'm going to press the equivalent to the right click function for the sighted. It is the Windows key, or the applications key, which is also referred to as the context key by some. That key is four keys to the right of the space bar. Just before you get to the cutout for the where the upside down T arrows are located. I'm going to press the applications key right now.
Context menu, bonds.
And there's the context menu. Right now we're on bond, pressing down arrow.
Properties.
Properties.
Delete.
Delete.
Bonds.
And back to bond. We do want bond, so we press enter on that.
In menus. Bonding dialogue. Welcome to the Bluetooth device bonding wizard. This wizard helped bond Bluetooth devices. Bonding is a one-time process that lets you automatically create secure connections between your pocket PC and the remote device. Next greater button.
Okay, again, apologies for the crackle in there, but essentially we're reminded that this is the bonding dialogue box, and we will be creating a one-time secure connection between the Pac-Mate and the cell phone. So that we won't have to fuss with Bluetooth in the future between these two devices. Pressing enter on next.
Sir, the wizard ready to attempt bonding with the following room Bluetooth device, : Nokia 3650. Please make sure the remote device has Bluetooth enabled and that the device is in bondable mode. Tap next to continue, ... next greater button.
And we're reminded to make sure that the other device has Bluetooth turned on and that it is in, quote, bondable, quote, mode. That's also the same as making sure that it is in, quote, discoverable, quote, mode. Again, terminology here, and you just want to make sure you understand what needs to be done. So we're going to press next to start the bonding process.
And on in dialogue, looking for Nokia 3650, please wait ... passkey required dialogue. The same Bluetooth passkey acquired on each device. Please enter the passkey below and tap reply or tap cancel to deny this request. Bluetooth passkey : edit.
Okay, so now we're being asked to enter a passkey. This is essentially a password that is that will be agreed upon between both devices. I'm going to do something here.
Settings. Words. Characters. None.
I just turned keyboard echo off. I hit caps lock key plus S for settings. And then I...
Help button. Back button. Finish button.
I am pressing enter on this pass key. So I'm going to tab over to back and press enter.
For Nokia 3650, please wait passkey required dialogue. The same Bluetooth passkey is...
Okay, so we're back to the passkey entry. Again, as I turn off the keyboard echo so that you can't hear my password, I inadvertently pressed enter and the dialogue assumed that maybe I wanted to do this without a passkey, which was not what I wanted to do. So I just fit out
devices, finish button.
To back. Okay, and it looks like there's also a timer here. So if you don't enter the passkey in about 30 seconds or so, it automatically takes you to the finish button. So again, we need to press tab.
Help button. Back button.
And I'm going to press enter on back.
Look for Nokia 3650, please wait.
Type the password. And tab over.
Fly button. Cancel button.
Actually, tabbing over reply,
button.
And I'm going to press enter on reply.
Bluetooth devices, finish button.
And now my phone is asking me for the same key. So I'm going to type it in. Pressing key 1 now.
Okay. TFO window. T1. Camera. P2. Profiles.
And we have entered the passkey or the PIN on both devices. I'm going to press finish here on this on the PackMate by pressing enter.
List view. Nokia 3650. 1 of 1.
And we're back to the list of bonded devices, and now we
have it.
So I'm going to press the escape key here to close this window.
Today, battery 70%.
We're still at 70% on the battery. Okay, so as you can see, the entry of the pass keys on both devices can be a bit picky. Now, interestingly, the PackMate does not recognize that field as a password entry field. So as you type the passkey in that box, it will be verbalized if your keyboard echo is set to on. You know, if it's set to characters or words or both, it will be verbalized. So that's why I went in and with caps lock key plus S followed by K and turned that off. Now, interestingly, on the cell phone, Talks does know that that's a password entry field, and when I entered the same passkey there, it said asterisk, 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 asterisk. Okay, so now the two devices know how to talk to each other. We are on to setting up the Nokia cell phone as a connector to the T-Mobile data service. Now, I'm going to go about this a little bit differently than you will see it when you actually set this up. I am not going to re-enter all the settings manually. I'm not going to delete the access point from the phone. It took me so long to set this thing up that that is the one thing that, unfortunately, I'm not going to do for you. But I will show you how to set it up, and I will go through every setting that is required to make your Nokia work with your the T-Mobile Internet data service. So the first thing you do on the phone is push the menu button.
Menu window, telephone, 1 of 20.
And we're going to go down to tools.
Options, P2, contacts.
So down arrow.
Profiles. Messaging. Log. Calendars. Camera. Zap. Images. Video report. Help. Tab. Services. Applications. Favorites. Tabasco. 40. Games. Web. Tools. 16 of 23.
And I'm going to press select on tools.
Select. Tools window. Settings. 1 to 4. P1.
Options. And I'm going to press select on settings.
Select. Settings window. Home. 1 of 7. P1. Options. P2. Exit.
What's the down arrow?
Call. 2. Connection. 3 of 7.
Connection. And we're going to press select on connection.
Select. Connection settings window. Access points. 1 of 3. P1. Options.
So we have access points,
GPRS, data call,
and data call. So let me go back to access
GPRS, points, access points one to three.
And press select.
GPRS, two, access points,
okay,
one
I
to
need
three.
To press select.
Select, access points window, T1 to 1, P1,
so
options, P2.
We have a connection already in here, an access point, called T, and... The reason that I called it T was I had already attempted this so many times in the past that I was getting tired of entering text into my cell phone using the numeric keypad. So I was getting kind of sparse on the data entry. So I just simply decided to call my connection T. Now, if you are coming into this menu for the first time, You would not see T in here. You'd see nothing. You wouldn't see any connections defined. So you would actually push key 1 for options.
Options. Edit 1 to 5. Key 1. Select key 2.
And I actually believe that edit would not be one of the options, as you would not have yet defined an access point in here. So
new access point submenu 2 of 5.
You would actually go to the new access point submenu and hit select.
Select. Use the mode settings. 1 of 2.
And you would be presented with the choice to use default settings.
Use existing settings.
Or use existing settings. You may actually not see the use existing settings option, but you would see use default settings. As again, this is probably your first attempt at creating an access point. So you'd press select on default settings. But I'm not going to go any further with that because I don't want to do this. Sorry about that, but it was a real bear getting these things into the phone in the first place. And eventually, when I get a new cell phone and get an upgraded copy of Talks, I will have to do it, but not right now. So you won't be doing this. You'll be pressing select here on default settings and then proceeding to enter the parameters as I'm going to explain. But in my case, I will press key 2.
Cancel. T1
which is cancel.
P1. Options. Key 2. Back.
And then I want to press key 2 again.
Back. Connection settings window. Access points. 1 to 3. P1. Options. Key 2.
And I actually
back.
Press key 2 1 too many times. That's okay. I'm going to press select on access points.
Select. Access points window. T1 to 1.
We're back to T.
Options.
Now, I'm going to simply explain to you all the parameters that go into this creation of an access point so that you can enter them for yourself. So I'm going to hit select on the T access point.
Select T window. Connection name master is T1 of 11.
So the connection name is T. So it can be anything you want. That connection name does not have to be anything specific in order to work. There are 11 items here, so with no further ado, pressing down arrow.
Data bearer GPRS, 2 of 11.
Data bearer is GPRS, so you can hit select here.
Select. Data bearer is GPRS, 1 of 3.
And then you get an option of GPRS.
Data bearer is GSM data.
Down arrow, and the next one is GSM data.
Data bearer is high-speed GSM.
And the other one is high-speed GSM. So I'm going to push key 2 here. GPRS should be the default, so you should be fine.
Cancel. Data bearer GPRS, 2 of 11.
So the data bearer is GPRS. Then on third item.
Access point name, internet 2. Voice 3, .3 of 11.
Access point name. This is very, very important, and this will be provided by your cell phone provider. In the case of T-Mobile, this value is internet2, I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T 2, dot voice stream, V-O-I-C-E-S-T-R-E-A-M .com. It's critical to get this parameter right. Otherwise, it won't work. Sorry about that, but that's how it works. And the text must be entered into the phone using the phone's numeric keypad. So, you know, you'll press the 4 key 3 times to get an I, and then the 6 key 2 times to get an N, and so on and so forth until you have accomplished the task. The period key is 1. You have to press 1 several times to get a period. I think it's twice. It was hard to enter these characters, to say the least. So that is the access point name. The fourth item is username, and it is set to none, which is the default, and it is not necessary to change that parameter. Going down to option number 5, using the down arrow.
Prompt password no.
So we are not going to be prompted for a password. That is the correct option. Down arrow to option number 6.
Password asterisk asterisk asterisk.
I suppose that something gets automatically entered into this field when you type, when you set up the connection, or when you make the connection for the first time. Anyhow, this will be already in the phone by default. Don't change it. Just leave it blank or saying asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. And you'll be fine. Pressing down arrow to option number 7.
Authentication secure.
And again, you can use the select key to select among the options. Secure should be the default, so you're okay there. Number
8.
Okay, so gateway IP address. Now, this is critical. The default supplied with the phone is just 0.0.0.0, which I thought would be okay, because oftentimes when you're manually setting up some sort of a dial-up networking connection and you want to say that the gateway is defined dynamically, you use 0.0.0.0 as the address. But no, not here. Not in the case of setting up a cellular data service. You get that information from your provider and enter it exactly as they specify. With T-Mobile, there was some confusion about that, because in a number of places on T-Mobile's website and in the configuration file that they try to automatically send to your phone, that is defined as 0.0.0.0. Let me tell you, it does not work. The correct address for T-Mobile is
gateway IP address 216.165.50.
So we have a gateway IP address of 216.155.165.50. And I'm going to just review that one more time. That is correct, yes. And that is important, so I didn't want to just pass over that one lightly. Option number 9. Okay, so again, the home page. This is used when you are browsing the web through your phone itself. I'm not sure that it's required, but since there were other settings that I didn't believe were required, that turned out to be required in order to work, I went ahead and entered this as provided by T-Mobile. In the case of T-Mobile, that address is http://wap.myvoicestream.my voicestream.com. That is the home page. And down to option number 11.
Connection security off, 10 of 11.
I'm sorry, option number 10. Okay, connection security off. That is the default. Just leave it as it is. And option number 11 now. Wishful thinking, huh?
Session mode permanent. 11 of 11.
Session mode permanent. You can either have a temporary or permanent session. That default was permanent. I just left it that way. Even though this is set to permanent, you'll see that there's another option that we will be adjusting that will allow this device to be used as a modem from the PacMate. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to press the menu key to get out of this.
Menu. Menu window. Telephone.
And press it again. Menu. Apparently it brings up
TMO window.
The original menu.
Profiles.
Again, I want to reiterate where these settings are located. That's why I decided to totally get out of this. So we've just set up the access point settings. Again, we go into the menu with the menu key.
Menu window, telephone.
I'm going to go down to tools.
Message, images, 8 of 20. Help, tab, services, application, favorites, the national port, games, VIP, tools, 16 of 23.
And if you're one of these people that likes to count menu options, this tools menu is number 16. On the 3650, at least as equipped with Tox 1.2. You might want to double check that if you have a newer Nokia with a newer version of Tox. Go ahead and press select on tools.
Select tools window settings 1 to 4.
And we're going to push select on settings again. So this is located in the tools menu, settings submenu.
Select.
How did we get in here? I'm going to press key 2 to go back. I wasn't expecting that.
Access points window, key 1 of 1.
So,
Mac. Connection settings window, access points 1 of 3, key 1.
So I'm just pushing back.
Settings window, connection 3 of
2. Okay, so we were in the settings window. So we had pressed the menu button, scrolled down to tools, hit select. Didn't even need to scroll down to settings. It was already the first option. Hit select on settings, and now we are in phone and call,
connection,
date and time,
security,
system,
accessories,
and that's it. So we want
connection.
We're back into connection. This is the same place where we previously set up the new access point. Hitting select.
Select. Connection settings window. Access points 1 of 3.
So,
options.
I've already defined an access point, so we don't need to go back into access points. We'll press down arrow.
GPRS 2 of 3.
And this is the option GPRS. We want to go in and adjust our GPRS settings. By the way, GPRS is the type of service that we're using to connect to these cellular providers' data network. It is a GPRS data network. Pressing select on GPRS.
Select. GPRS window. GPRS connection when needed. 1 of 2. P1.
And we have two options in here, GPRS connection and
access point internet 2.
Access point.
Voice 3 dot dot dot. 2 of 2.
So,
GPRS connection when needed. 1 of 2.
GPRS connection. There are two options here. I'm going to push select on GPRS connection.
GPRS connection is when available. 1 of 2.
And it switched to when available. So since we want to use this device on demand, similar to the way we would use a dial-up modem, we'll press select one more time to go back to when needed.
Select. GPRS connection when available. 1 of 2. P1. Options. P2. Mac.
Okay, actually no, I will down arrow.
Access point internet 2. GPRS connection when available.
What's going on here? Okay, I'm back up to GPRS connection. It's now set to when available. Pushing select again.
Select. GPRS connection is when available. 1 of 2.
Okay, so now it says DPRS connection is when available, and I have I can press T1 for OK and Q2 for cancel. So now I'm going to press down arrow.
DPRS connection is when needed. Selected.
And now I'm going to press select.
Select. GPRS connection when needed.
And now we are back to the GPRS window, and it is back to being set to when needed, which is what is required for this particular configuration. Now I'm going to press down arrow.
Access point increment 2. Voice 3.
Now, access point. Again, when we were in the access points menu and we were setting up a brand new access point, we entered the name of the access point. In our case, internet2.voicestream.com. Well, again, it is necessary to enter it here as well. The default will be set to none. So you're gonna hit select.
Select. Access point. Internet2.voicestream.com. P1. OK. P2.
And again, you're gonna have to enter the text one character at a time using your telephone's keypad. And it is the same access point name, internet2.voicestream.com. I'm pressing key 2 because I'm not going to re-enter this.
Cancel. Access point internet2.voicestream.com.
Exceptional. It's still there. All right. So now I'm going to back out of this with key 2.
Back. Connection settings window. GPRS 203. Back. Settings window. Connection 307. Exit. Tools window, settings, 1 of 4. Back. Menu window, tools, 16 of 2. Exit. TMO window.
Now we're back to the main
camera, P2, profiles.
Window on the phone, which the phone calls TMO, first part of T-Mobile. Alright. So the phone is now set up. We have the phone successfully set up as a modem for use with the T-Mobile internet service. The final configuration step is now to set up the dial-up connection on the PacMate. To do that, we will go into the PacMate's settings, and then we will go to the Connections tab, and then the Connections subsection of the dialog box, and we will set it up. You'll see why the interface is a bit quirky in just a moment. So let's go back to the I'm going to press Caps Lock S.
Settings.
And I'm going to turn the keyboard back to Character Echo. So I'm going to hit K.
Characters.
And then I'm going to press the function key by itself. By the way, if you press the function key by itself, in most cases, you will be able to enter characters and information into that settings window without having them passed into the program that you're running on the PacMate at the time. Pretty handy. That was one of the first things I noticed when I started using PacMate last August when it was new, or late July actually, was a very annoying tendency to get characters, like to get a K in my FS Edit document. Not when I try to adjust the keyboard settings. Not nice, for sure. Not when it's unexpected. Okay, so we're going to go into the settings. I'm going to push the Start menu button, which is 3 keys to the left of my space bar.
Menu today.
And I'm going to push S for settings.
Home menus. Settings dialog, personal page, list view, braille settings, 1 of 14.
And again, now we are in the personal tab, which is the default tab that comes up when you go into settings. By the way, shortly before this tutorial, I did perform a warm reset on the PacMate to allow for a clean starting point for purposes of clarity on this tutorial. I also, by the way, chose this time to do the tutorial in part because yesterday I upgraded the firmware on the PacMate from 2.5 to 3.0. and took advantage of the increased functionality provided by that upgrade. Okay, so I'm on the Braille settings right now. If I do a caps lock I to read the current line.
Settings, 1 to 14.
If I do a caps lock T.
Equals settings, pages personal.
Tells me which page I'm on in the settings dialog. I'm going to press Control Tab twice.
System page, list 2, about 1 of 9.
First press takes us to the system page.
Connections page, list 2, connections, 2 of 2.
And we are on connections. There are two options here. I happen to be on the connections page already, but by default you'll be on this one. I'm going to push up arrow.
Beam.
Beam. And beam deals with the infrared port on the PacMate. If you want to beam a file to somebody else who also has a PDA that's equipped with an infrared port, then you can do it with beam. So going back down to connections.
Connections.
And I press enter on connections.
My dialog modem page. Create a connection or select an existing connection and press applications or shift plus F10 to select a desired action. List view 0 of 0. Bottom of window.
Right, so we are on the modem page of the connections dialog.
Title equals connections pages modem.
And there's no modem connection
bottom of window.
Right now.
Bottom of window.
I deleted my connection before I started.
Bottom of window. Bottom of window.
Oh yeah, there's nothing there. So let's tap through this real quick.
Not dot dot button.
New.
Tab. Modem tab.
And we are in the modem tab. So we have a couple of tabs here. We're going to just stick with the modem page.
Tab. Connection or select an existing connection and press applications or shift plus F10 to select the desired action. List view 0 of 0.
Apparently, doing this is, for whatever reason, more demanding on the PacMate's processor, as, again, we are hearing the crackled speech. My apologies for that. Tabbing one more time, as you can see, we've gone full circle back to the list view with 0 items. Tabbing over one more time to the new button.
Not dot dot button.
And I will press enter.
Enter. Dialog. Enter a name for the connection, colon, edit my connection.
I'm going to go ahead and change that. It's called my connection, right? I'm going to call it T-Mobile Internet.
T-H-N-O-E-I-N-E-S-P-I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T.
By the way, in case you're wondering, I do not run my PacMate at this slow voice setting, but I did make this adjustment for the purpose of clarity here on the tutorial, so I hope it is helpful to you. I have my speech several times faster than this on a regular basis. Okay, so I just typed T-Mobile Internet as the connection name. It's okay to use spaces and so on here. I'm going to press tab.
Select a modem, colon, combo box, Bluetooth phone, 2 of 4.
Okay, so select a modem. In my case, Bluetooth phone is already selected. If it's not, you would want to down arrow until you found Bluetooth phone. So tab.
Tap, cable button.
Tab again to skip that.
Tap, button.
Next button. We're going to press enter on next.
Enter. Add a number exactly as it should be dialed. Include any extra numbers, such as an outside line or credit card. Edit.
So we are entering the number exactly. So we're going to type star.
Star.
Nine.
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 Pound.
Number.
That is the number that is dialed to tell the cell phone to connect to the T-Mobile internet provider. Star 99 pound. Pressing tab.
Tab. If you travel or change area codes often, link use dialing rules.
We don't want to use dialing rules, so we will skip right on over that link by pressing tab.
Cancel button.
Pressing tab again.
Tab button.
And pressing tab one more time.
Tab button.
And pressing enter on next.
Enter. And dot 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 button.
Now, all we heard here was an advanced button. Let's press caps lock B to read this.
T dash mobile internet username colon edit password colon password colon edit domain colon star edit star if provided by ISPO network administrator advanced dot 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 button cancel button so back button finish button.
We're already on the advanced button, so we're going to press enter on advanced.
Sir. Settings dialog, general page, baud rate colon, combo box, 19,200, 9 of 12.
And yes, we do need to set some items in the advanced configuration here. The baud rate is currently set to 19,200. That won't work. Down arrow to 115,200.
3,400. 57,600. 115,200.
So we're down to 115,200 on the baud rate. Press tab.
Tab. Wait dial tone before dialing checkbox checked.
Right now, wait for dial tone is checked. We're going to push the space bar to uncheck it.
Not checked.
We do not want to wait for dial tone. Press tab.
Wait for credit card edit zero.
Wait for credit card is set to zero. That's fine. We don't want to... We don't want or need to wait a certain number of seconds. This option is apparently intended for those who use a dial-up modem and need to enter a calling card number, such as when dialing long distance from a hotel room or some such need. Pressing tab.
Tab. Dial string modem commands colon edit.
Extra dial string modem commands. In the case of T-Mobile, this is critical. It does not work if you don't put anything in here, or, to my chagrin, if you put the wrong thing in here. And, in fact, if you put the wrong thing in here, when you try to connect, the PacMate will tell you that it was unable to connect for an, quote, unknown reason, end quote. So probably what happened is initialization string gets sent to the phone, and the phone says, I don't know what that is, and kicks it back, and the PacMate, or actually in this case, Pocket PC, doesn't know how to tell the user. So we're going to be very careful how we enter this string. The string we are going to enter is a plus sign followed by CGDCONT. That's Charlie Golf Delta Charlie Oscar November Tango, followed by an equal sign, followed by the number 1, followed by 2 commas, and then quote, internet2.voicestream.com, quote. So let's start typing that.
Plus.
Plus. And these the letters of CGDCONT will be capitalized. So capital C,
C,
capital G,
G,
capital D,
D,
capital C,
C,
capital O,
O,
capital N,
N,
capital T,
T.
The characters are spoken in a higher pitch to indicate capitalization. We also have a I believe that is, yeah, dot 3 on each character. A dot 3? I'm sorry, a dot 7. Oh, man. Okay, a dot 7, because I have 8-dot Braille mode on. I have not... I don't usually have 8-dot Braille on. I usually turn off. I just have not had a chance to do so since the firmware upgrade. And I'm going to press an equal sign.
Equals.
Followed by the number 1.
1.
And 2 commas.
Comma.
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 Comma. And then quote.
Quote.
And we'll type internet 2.
I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T 2.
Dot.
Period. E-O-I-C-E-S-T-R-E-A-M.
Voice stream. Dot.
Period. M.
And then, and I did get the O in there. I just cut it short. Apologies. Quote.
Quote.
And then I'm going to press tab.
Tab. Cancel if not connected in checkbox checked.
Cancel if not connected in is checked.
Edit 120.
And then tab over to 120. So 120 seconds, if this is not connected, it will cancel and tell me that it was not successful. That's fine. I don't want that to be sitting there interminably while I wait for it to connect if it's not going to work. Tabbing one more time.
Tab. General tab.
And we are on the general tab. Now, in some dialog boxes in the Pocket PC operating system, there is no OK button or next button. And when that's the case, you have to press enter somewhere in order to get the settings to be accepted. So I just press enter on the tab itself. So we're on the general tab. Pressing enter now.
Enter. Dialog. Advanced dot 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 button.
And we are back to the previous dialog with the advanced button. I'm going to tab through this dialog.
Tab. Full button.
Tab again.
Tab button.
Tab again.
Tab. Finish button.
Tab again. We're not quite ready to finish. We want to double check the other items in this window. So tab one more time.
Tab. Username colon edit.
Username colon edit. And it is blank, which is good. Tab.
Tab. Password colon edit.
Password colon edit, and it is also blank.
Tab. Domain colon star edit.
The domain colon star edit is blank also. That is a, those three parameters are not needed. Tabbing again.
Tab. Stop
circle back to advanced.
Tab. Full button.
Tab.
Button.
And
tab.
Button. And we are on the finish button, and we will press enter now.
Edit. Highest dialog modem page. New dot 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 button.
So, we are back to the new button. And we are full circle. We do not want to press this. We're going to tab through the modem page.
Tab. Modem tab. Tab. Create a connection or select an existing connection and press applications or shift plus F10 to select the desired action. List UT-Mobile Internet 1-1.
Here we are. We have created a connection and it is ready for us to use. We'll test it very quickly here and then I will show you how once you have closed this window the way you get back into this connection dialog changes slightly, and I will cover that so that there isn't any confusion. I'm on the T-Mobile Internet option in the modem page of the connection dialog, and it is checked, and it says T-Mobile Internet, caps lock plus I, which is the current line command, will remind us.
T-Mobile Internet 1-1.
And so we are there. And it actually happens to be checked. I'm not sure what the significance of that is because it should be checked, but I'm not sure what happens if it's not checked. And I unfortunately do not have an answer for that. I'm going to push the context key or the applications key again, the one that's four keys to the right of the spacebar.
Context menu, delete.
So we have the option to delete our work, which we certainly don't want to do. I'm going to press down arrow.
Connect.
And the option to connect is what we want, so press enter.
Leaving menus. Log server dialog. Network log on resource colon. T-Mobile Internet username colon. Username colon. Edit.
And you're probably going to hear a little bit more speech crackling here, because we are actually going to be making connections and doing things with the newly established connection. So we are asked for a username again. We will leave it blank and press tab.
Tab. Password colon edit.
Password is blank, so tab.
Tab. Domain colon edit.
Domain is blank. Press tab.
Tab. Save password checkbox not checked.
And now we are asked if we want to save the password, and it is not checked, so I'm going to press the space bar.
Checked.
So when we save this blank username and password, now we won't have to worry about being asked for it every time we connect. That's a very good thing, right? Press tab.
OK button.
To the OK button and press enter.
Page and link connecting dot 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 connecting to colon T-Mobile Internet using colon Bluetooth phone. Dialing colon star 99 number link settings. Cancel button. Hi button.
The dialog is just going away.
Nice dialog modem page. Create a connection.
And we're back to the modem page. So, very good. This is now connected. I'm going to go into the start button.
Menu today. Power recorder.
P for programs and M for info.
Menus. MN Messenger. Happier design in. Karen, 13 of 20.
It's online. pressing enter on her to start a message.
Typing window. Editing. Enter. Daryl says, colon, hi there.
I said, hi, thanks for helping.
L-I-N-G. W. Enter. There says, colon, thanks for helping with the demo. Trent says, colon, hi, how are you?
I'm going to wrap this demo up and say that it's useful and fun to be able to connect from anywhere. It's reliable once it's set up, but it still has some technology related issues, as does a lot of this of these things. So have fun. I'm going to give you some contact information here. I'm Daryl Shandro. I am with the Blind Access Journal, and I'm also a technical support engineer on my day job. So feel free to contact me. Check out the journal at blindaccessjournal.com. Send me an email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. Leave a comment on the journal or call the comment line at 206-350-6925.
We'd like to thank Daryl Shandro for his work on this presentation. Well, we heard from Brian Hargent this week, and as you are probably aware, we featured him about a week ago here on ACB Radio's Main Menu program when he talked to us all about his JAWS for Windows scripts for iTunes version 4.9. Well, he has since been working on them again, and he has three new enhancements that he wanted all of you Main Menu listeners to be aware of. First of all, and most importantly, I think, is complete access to the iTunes Music Store is now available. Second, you are now able to skim your tracks as though you were actually using your CD player, so you can go forward and backward within a track as you're playing it within iTunes. And third, you are now able to reorder your tracks in your iTunes playlists. Head on over to www.tand, and that's the word and, t-consultancy.com for more information. Well, that brings this edition of Main Menu to a close. If you have any comments or you would actually like to produce some content for ACB Radio's Main Menu technology program, then please do get a hold of us. We can be reached at mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. We'll be back next week with yet another edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu program. Take care, everyone, and have a great week.